Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel reading in our worship service a few weeks ago, we heard Jesus make two very amazing claims. The first was that he himself is the Son of God, the eternal God. And the second, he said that he will give eternal life to all who believe in him. Not only are those claims very amazing, they might also be pretty hard for us to believe. Here was Jesus, who looked just like a regular, average, ordinary man, now saying that he is the eternal God. And here is Jesus, who looks just like a regular man, saying that he can give eternal life to all who believe in him. The natural skepticism that arises when we hear claims like that make me think of a saying, easy to say, hard to do. In the case of these claims from Jesus, we would have to go even farther to say, easy to say, impossible to do. Anyone can say the words, I am God, I can give you eternal life, but not just anyone can actually do it. We know from experience that there are a lot of people in the world who make some pretty far-fetched claims. And so we've learned to be skeptical when we hear some outstanding claims. We want proof. Even in Jesus' day, that was true. People were not so different at that time. There were liars and cheats around, just as there are today. There were people making astounding claims. And so many people were also skeptical of the claims that Jesus was making. Jesus' number one goal was not to do many miraculous signs and attract a large crowd of followers to himself. Even though Jesus did heal many sick and suffering and crippled people, that was not his number one goal. He stated his number one goal very clearly when he said, I did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give my life as a ransom for many. Jesus was more interested in healing our sin sickness, our spiritual sickness. We see that very clearly from one episode in particular in Jesus' life. There was a paralyzed man who was brought to Jesus by some of his friends. The friends just wanted Jesus to heal the man of his paralysis, just as Jesus had healed so many other people before that, cripples and the blind and deaf and mute. Jesus knew that that was what they wanted. But Jesus also knew that that man was suffering from an even more serious problem than his physical paralysis. The serious problem that that man was suffering from is the same problem that each one of us here today has as well. Sin. Just as when a physical sickness, if left untreated, can lead to death, so also, if the spiritual sickness of sin is left untreated, it can lead to eternal death in hell. So Jesus first treated the man's most serious problem. First, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. But Jesus also knew that the other people who were there and who were hearing and watching all of this would be doubting in their hearts whether Jesus really had the power to forgive that man's sins. And so, Jesus also said to that paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take up your mat, and go home. Then the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, tell us that that man who had been paralyzed did just that. He got up, and he went home. And everyone who saw that miracle was amazed and praised God. Jesus knew that those people there that day had been thinking, easy to say, hard to do. So Jesus gave them a sign to prove to them that he had the power to do what they could not see. Jesus healed that paralyzed man in order to prove to them that he had the power to forgive that man's sins. So also, Jesus knew that today we might have similar doubts about his promise to take away our sins and to give us eternal life. Easy to say, hard to do. So Jesus didn't just say it, he proved it. He could have just said, I will die in order to take your sins away. But then if he had just died and remained dead, there would really be no proof for us that he actually had the power to take away our sins, as he said. In fact, if he just died and remained dead, it would actually be foolish of us to believe in his promises. If we kept our faith in such a situation, we would be the most pitiful of all people, because we would simply be believing a lie. Our preaching would be useless. Our faith would be useless. And we would still be in our sins. But our preaching is not useless. Our faith is not useless. Jesus did rise from the dead, just as he promised that he would. And during the course of the 40 days after his resurrection from the dead, Jesus appeared to over 500 people to prove to them that he really did physically rise from the dead. And those hundreds of people who saw Jesus told many others what they had seen. And some of those eyewitnesses also wrote down this history so that we today can read in the Bible and know and believe that yes, our sins are forgiven. We do have eternal life, just as Jesus promised. But yet, some people will still try to make us doubt that message. People have been trying to disprove Jesus' resurrection for most of the last 2,000 years. We read in Matthew chapter 28 that the Jewish leaders who hated Jesus paid the Roman soldiers who had been guarding Jesus' tomb to tell everyone a false story that they had simply fallen asleep on the job, and that while they were sleeping in the night, Jesus' disciples came and ransacked the tomb and took Jesus' body in order to make it seem that Jesus had risen from the dead. But everyone knew that that was a false story. Even the people who hadn't seen Jesus in his resurrected body with their own eyes would still know that that was a false story. Roman soldiers did not just fall asleep on the job when they were supposed to be standing watch. If they would do such a thing and fall asleep on duty, they would be immediately killed for that dereliction of duty. So they most certainly would not have fallen asleep. That story was obviously false. In our reading, Paul says, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But then Paul says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Yes, we have eyewitness testimonies in the Gospels of many who saw the risen Lord Jesus. He has indeed risen from the dead. Our preaching is not useless. Our faith is not useless. We are not still in our sins. Our sins have been totally forgiven. And when our sins are forgiven, there is another wonderful result. Paul hints at it here when he says that Jesus is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. What Paul means when he says that is that Jesus will not be the only one to rise from the dead. Rather, he is just the first fruits. There will be many, many more who come after him. As Jesus himself said in John chapter 8, everyone who believes in me will never see death. Well, how can that be? We know that people will die because that's the natural end to the cycle of human life as a sad consequence of man's sinfulness. And we know from God's word that because of our sins, we deserve to suffer eternal death and punishment in hell, which is called the second death. But Jesus is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Everyone who believes in him, even if their bodies do die, their souls will never die. Their souls will never suffer in hell, but will go to be with God in heaven. And Jesus says that even our bodies will not remain dead, but he will raise our bodies back to life on the last day. He will glorify our bodies, and he will reunite our body with our souls so that we will be a complete person forever with him in the joy and glory of heaven for all eternity. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. True. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Thanks be to God for sending Jesus to die in our place in order to take away our sins. Thanks be to God for proving Jesus' resurrection to us by raising Jesus from the dead, by proving through Jesus' resurrection that we are forgiven and that eternal life is ours. Thanks be to God that by Jesus' resurrection, we have hope in Christ that is not just for this life, but that is for eternal life. Our hope is not useless. Our faith is not useless. Our preaching is not useless. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.